The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We're going to waste no time and go straight to Boundary Side. Our pre-match interviews are thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, and our number one man, Darren Parkin, is at Boundary Side with Henry Playfair.
I am. Thanks, guys. Henry, starting off with the captain, Jarryn Geary, obviously out with that nasty injury last week. Can you give an update for Saints fans as to how he's tracking along?
Yeah, he's in good spirits, and the legs progressing well. They've had to open him up to release some fluid, which I think most people know, but they've zipped him up now, and I think he's due to come out of hospital on Monday. So he's progressing pretty well, and it's going to be a decent recovery, at least a few weeks. So that's a shame for us, but provides opportunity.
Assessing Adelaide, found a bit of form last week with that strong win at home against the Gold Coast. Where did you see them, I guess, finding some of their best footy last week?
Yeah, it was a pretty impressive performance after quarter time. It was really dour first quarter, but they got going. So they showed everyone what they can do, and their offence is outstanding when it's up and going. So it'll be our challenge to try and stifle that and limit the opportunities they get going forward and try and score enough ourselves.
Henry, Darren Berry upstairs, along with Tim McGrath, Pete Ryan and Benny Cass. Thanks again for your time on K-Rock Footy. Pete Ryan up here is doing the journalist role, and we've just been sent a message, and for all Saints fans listening, unfortunately Rowan Marshall is out, replaced by Billy Longa. What's happened there, Henry?
Yes, Rowan was a bit crook, actually. It was a bit
another
of a...
Another one.
Yeah, another one. So woke up this morning, which was disappointing for him. He's been in really good form, and he's an impressive young ruckman, so it's been exciting to watch him play, but unfortunately he won't be here today.
What, just he's been on the rabbit terrain as well? Or
I don't know. We'll have to ask him about that, but it's an unfortunate one. But it provides the opportunity for Billy Longo, who's been in good form the last couple of AFL games. He's been really impressive, so, and he's played at this level plenty. So we're looking forward to a strong performance from him.
Henry, last year we spoke to you a couple of times when the Saints were struggling. It's great with my St Kilda scarf on up here, speaking to you when we're going nicely. I shouldn't say that. Where do you see the big improvements come from? I mean, we've got a few theories up here, but yeah. Where do you see it internally that the big improvements come at the start of this year?
Oh, it's a great question. I agree, it's nice to chat to you when things are a bit better than they were last year. But it's really across the board. I can't really... Okay. Pinpoint too much. I mean, obviously our new coaches have been sensational and just brought a new breath of fresh air and a new way of playing, which is on display week in, week out, and is working well for us, as well as the boys buying in. I think it was a very difficult season for them. You can't underestimate the impact on players when we have a year like we did last year, so we lost a fair bit of belief. So for them to sort of regroup over the break and get themselves in a headspace that they're ready to crack in and could see that we're on the right track is really impressive and important, and a credit to the whole organisation, really.
Henry, Peter Ryan here. Good luck today. You're obviously going really well in terms of few points conceded. I think you're second to Fremantle, which is a great effort so far. Did you change much about the way you're moving the ball from back half over the summer, and sort of what was the genesis for that decision, if you have in fact changed it slightly?
Yeah, we did. We looked at that. We were pretty quick, if most supporters would remember.
Yep.
The last few years that had sort of been part of our brand was to take the opposition on and create scoring opportunities, which is great, but it can open you up going the other way. So we just tinkered with it with a few things in all parts of the ground, not just the back half, just to be a little bit more tidy with the ball, maybe not as reckless, and that helps your points against as well.
So how difficult was it then leading into round one when you lost, well, Carlisle obviously you probably knew about, but then Dylan Robertson was missing and Nathan Brown was suspended, to ensure that the rest of the group were on board and able to execute that?
Yeah, it was a good challenge, actually, because Robbo is such a key part of what we are, and he'd been there the whole pre-season, and he's like an on-field coach, so I could just sit back and let him do it. And then the final JLT, we lose him. So it affected all of us, really. Just such a great person and great player and great leader and great on-field coach. And then you take that out, so you sort of got your fingers crossed about how the other boys will go. But you sort of got to get over the disappointment quickly too. That's the nature of footy. You can't sort of dwell too long. And especially me as the coach, I've got to move on quickly in my own head and be really positive with the guys that are there. And you know, they've done a great job, and then you've got to look at it as a challenge, not a problem, and just take it on and do your best.
Henry Blue McGrath, good luck, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Just listening to what you said before about the off season and obviously the team season last year, players go away and obviously think about their own season, what they can bring next year. Did the leadership group get the actual group together? It's all very well saying that you want the players to buy in what you're doing in the new season, but individually they're probably not going to do that, but collectively they will if they're led the right way. Is that something that happened over the pre-season?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask the boys directly. What I can say is that the leadership of Jaron Geary and the other leaders at the club has been outstanding. I mean, even Gears last year, probably underrated, or he is underrated in terms of a leader and his performances week in, week out in the wider footy community. I think now he's starting to get a few accolades, but he's incredible. When the ship was struggling last year, he sort of didn't change, kept leading, kept believing. And then it was really important for us as coaches, and a full credit to Richo, to provide a change that would promote the belief. You know, however they came back, some of them would have believed that we were going to go okay, some wouldn't, but we had to be really positive and instructive and put something in front of them that they knew would work, and we did that the best we could, and I think we're getting what we deserve.
It's a great story, the Jaron Geary, about, you know, gone are the days where the best player was the captain.
Yep.
And he's, no disrespect, he's certainly not their best player.
He's like Nick Maxwell for me, for Collingwood.
Yeah, but he's their best leader. And the more things I hear and read about him, the more impressed you are with the young man.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And I mean, talent comes in many, many forms. And it's not just taking massive marks and kicking goals. His talent and his mindset to want to compete is elite. So his ability to push himself when he's injured, like last week, was and to throw his body in was incredible. And his mindset to think that we can win every week is another talent. So I suppose that's a good message to anyone out there, that talent is all forms, and it doesn't have to just be the flashy stuff. There's a lot of talent in different ways, resilience and competitiveness and leading.
Henry, it's Ben Cass. Who's your, every teacher has a pet. Who's your pet?
All of them.
No, come on.
Yeah. Get off the fence.
Come on.
I can't. I honestly couldn't say. It's.
Who's a player you've enjoyed watching over the summer and in the opening five games?
All of them.
Come on.
Jeez, he's just playing a straight bat here.
I can't. Yeah, I can't. Because they've all got different attributes that jump at me in different ways. So I can't. I honestly couldn't differentiate because there's so many.
Did you envisage Parker and Wilkie being established members? I know there's a long way to go in this season, but sort of working towards being established members of your side after 5 weeks?
Parker sort of jumped out as early pre-season as his pace and pressure was unbelievable, and you thought, gee, that fits in AFL. Wilkie was a bit more of an acquired taste. He sort of grew on us as the pre-season went on. You're just like, this guy just doesn't do anything wrong. And then we lost Robbo, and he's a similar type, so we were very fortunate to have him in the wings ready to go. And he's probably surprised me, if I'm honest. I didn't think he'd be able to produce what he has in the first 5 weeks, so it's been a pleasure to watch.
It's a great story, the Wilkie one, and I think he was best and fairest at North Adelaide over there. I know he's highly rated when I was over there with Adelaide coming through. But again, Henry, I suppose a lot's been made of the drafting system, etc. A couple of guys there, 23 years of age, some older players, and it seems to be sort of swinging a little bit that way now that, yep, you're still going to get your top-end talent. We're watching Walsh and Connor Rosie and these guys, but to get some of those players that have had a bit of senior football experience elsewhere coming in and doing a job.
Well, spot on. I think it's a really good trend. These guys have been a real breath of fresh air for our whole group because they've been plumbers and accountants and they've had other jobs, so they're just loving every minute they're at their club. So they're really spreading that positive energy. And it's not just the two you're seeing playing, it's Robbie Young as well and Nick Hind, another two mature age players. And that probably speaks to the question you asked before about what's turned it around. The recruiting staff, getting those picks right has been a massive part. Like what Park has done for us is as important as anything else. So that's where it's been a bit across the board. And if you pick one or two things, then you're probably leaving a few too many things out. So it's a really, a really good message to, that it has been a whole club shift.
Henry, appreciate your time. I know we've got about three or four more, but you've got a meeting to get to. And again, with my Saints hat on, mate, I'm going to let you go and take care of business. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thank you. I could talk all day, but very nice. Enjoy the call and we'll speak to you later.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks, Henry H. Playfair doing a wonderful job down there. And again, I know, obviously you know your own team better than most, but I know that he's highly rated, Bluey, for the work that he's doing down there. And the Saints have made some changes with their assistant coaches and personnel.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.